Step 5, a hunger for God's truth. It is what we need and what we want. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6 says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." That's God's right ways. "For they shall be filled." It's time for you to have a filled life. Where do you find out what God has for you? You could listen to other people, but they have their own opinions and ideas. You do not want to base your life on what others think. What if they're wrong? You could base your future on what the government says, but what if they're wrong? Maybe we should trust our parents, but some parents are good and others are not so good. Or we could go on listening to those who we think are good. But being good doesn't mean that you know the truth about God. Maybe we could listen to the media. The trouble with that is there is such a difference of opinion that someone must be wrong. Truth is what you must base your life on. John 14:6 says, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." One more time. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus sets you free. The truth makes you free. Jesus sets you free to go get his truth and makes you free. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty," or the freedom, "by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." This means to be strong in Jesus and not to go back to the old ways. Also, in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed on him, 'If you abide in my word, and you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" What the word of God says is true. Truth isn't something that you believe because it fits your personality or social needs. Truth is what God says. Whatever God says is truth. Come to that conclusion and follow just that way. That is life-giving and life-changing. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Commit fully to the truth of God, even if it's different than your own thinking, and of course it will be. Even if it's different than what all of society says, or different than what you've experienced in the past. It's what God says is the truth, and you can trust God. Understand this, your future is based on operating in the wisdom of God, which is the truth of God, and all of that is found in his word. Lord, we commit this day to hunger for your truth. It is what we need. It is what we want. We are hungering for your truth. Your truth is in your word. Lord, give a hunger for my friend, for the truth of God's word. It is what we want. It is what we need. And we give you thanks for that hunger being in our hearts today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let's go on to step 6.